Hello, my name is Benita. You reached Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have any medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes.
Okay, so you want to be tested for the coronavirus?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Okay, Anita, did you say Anita?
Yes, Benita.
Okay, I'm sorry, I pronounced your name wrong. So I am trying to figure out, I live in Houston County, and I just downloaded the who's eligible, and it looks like it was just updated Friday. And on there it says that I'm in the phase that we're in, 1C, persons 16 to 64 with high-risk medical conditions. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So when I go to the Houston County, and I need to know, like, where else besides the Houston County, it doesn't have a box for high-risk conditions.
Okay.
But the only... it says we're on 1C, and I'm like, okay, this was just updated Friday. It said 1/29/2021, and right there it says we are in C. Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know why that's beeping. I apologize.
Yeah, it
person
just keeps.
Is it still doing it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Okay. It says person 16 to 64 years with high risk medical conditions is in what they're doing right now, 1C, but I'm not able to get onto the Houston County. And my second question is, he said to try other lists. Well, I don't even know where the sites are for vaccines. I've tried to look for it. I called the 1-800 other number for immunizations, and they didn't have a list for Houston County. So I was wondering, A, am I eligible right now if I'm 64 and have high risk? And B, can you give me an idea of places I can get on a list?
Okay. Now, what only thing that we're doing is we're pre-registering for the county that you live in, and then the county health department will call you for an appointment.
Okay. Is that the only place you can get the vaccine in Dothan?
What county are you in?
Houston County.
That's the only thing that I see is the Houston County Health Department.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, can I get my name put on with you all, or?
I mean, I can, yes, ma'am, I can put you on our waiting list, on the list.
Okay. Is that even reasonable to do? I mean, like, is that within the next month, or?
That,
no,
I mean, they do not give us any time that we're just, they just told us to pre-register, and the health department will give you a call once appointments become available.
Okay, can you do that right now with me, or do I have to go somewhere to pre-register?
No, ma'am, I can pre-register you. And your first name
is Karen, K-A-R-E-N.
Karen, okay.
Cook,
C-O-O-K.
Yes, ma'am.
Phone number with air code first?
334-447-9616.
Okay. 334.
334. Area code 334. And then 447-9616.
Okay. 447-9616. And do you have an email address?
I do. It's Karen, spelled out K-A-R-E-N, middle K-A-Y Cook, C-O-O-K. So Karen K. Cook, not Cook. The initial, but the word K. So Karen K. Cook at gmail.com.
K is spelled out, right?
Yes.
Okay, and that's in what county? Houston?
Houston. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And your age?
I'm 64.
Okay, we do thank you for providing your information. You'll be contacted once an appointment becomes available. We do thank
okay.
you for calling the COVID vaccine appointment line. Enjoy your day.
Well, thank you so much. And
you have a wonderful day.
Okay, thank
yes,
you
ma'am.
So much.
You're welcome.